Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. God only knows why. Welcome to it.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Sandra Muldoon.
There's puppies. We got puppies.
Yes, pitpatpup.org. You'll hear barking in the background.
Puppies.
Pitpatpup.org, which is the Pitter Patter Puppy Rescue. They have a bunch of dogs here. Winston saved up treat money and toy money and... donated a $500 check.
Dude, you broke his piggy bank.
To the organization. And we're gonna have them in here in a little bit. But not only was that a donation, but one of my employees, Jess, donated adopted Piper.
And did she really
adopt
Piper?
Yes, and another Gun for Hire listener Piper adopted another dog already. And those two get the Gun for Hire leashes. There's only five of them, so now there's three left. So pitpatpup.org, donate money, whatever. So Sandra Muldoon is here today, and Stuart, what's your last name?
Jepp.
Stuart Jepp.
Four times.
I buy my underwear in Kmart.
I'm an excellent driver.
Yes. Stuart Jepp ran the Spartan race with us, the Team Gun for Hire No Shame, ran alongside Sandy and the rest of us 118 crazy bastards, and we won. Now, Stuart, you're from the UK?
I am. And guilty as charged.
Okay, guilty as charged. He's from across the pond, and we're going to talk to him about some gun confiscation stuff in a few minutes.
They don't confiscate guns in Britain.
Not anymore. No. They already did it.
Yeah.
There's no more guns left except for the criminals. Yes, and Muslims.
And
yes.
Sandy,
you can't say Muslims. Though.
No, I didn't say Muslims. Muzzle loaders.
Oh, muzzle loaders.
Yeah.
Oh.
Steady.
Sorry?
Sandy Muldoon is here repping for the Saw Group again, and she's going to be telling us some stuff. Tony Simon is in the studio as well, so we're gonna have some.
Simon says train.
We also have Matt Warnke, who sent me a beautiful email. I invited him on a show, and he took me up on the offer. He's dumb. I never would have done that if I was him. He has no idea what he's in for. And then we have Mike McGovern on the show, who bent full up over. But well, those are guys going to be on later shows.
We have lined up.
Yeah, wave for the audience.
Wave.
Listen,
hello. That's good. Everybody gets a
couple of things
radio.
I want to discuss. You know, I'm very critical of the NRA a lot, and I think
you?
They really pussied out by not attending Obama's town hall meeting. I think they should have had representation there.
Yeah, but didn't they, I mean? You know, did you hear the backstory on that? They were allowed one question that had to be pre-screened to be able to ask.
I think they still should have been on.
Yeah?
Yes, because I think you look guilty as charged by not being on. It's like we're trying to hide. We have something to hide.
They should have sent somebody like Colin Noir.
Because you know what? And then afterwards, Colin Noir could have said, well, they only allowed me one question. I had these questions to ask.
Right.
And so it's really not a true town hall. I think it would have looked better from a defensive position and an offensive position. The way they said by not attending, you look like we're trying to hide.
Agreed.
You know, right? You got
agreed. Yeah. Yep.
So,
and now the other thing is, so Christie's had an about face on gun control. He's saying up in New Hampshire, he realizes he was wrong in the 80s. It's amazing what somebody will do for higher office aspirations.
He ran on the platform of gun control.
Yes,
appointed two of the most. Let's just say aggressive.
Yes.
Anti-gun AGs in the history of the state.
And almost every judge he's appointed is anti-gun as well.
Sure, yeah.
So the jury's still out on what he's going to do with these executive actions, what the AG has now. And everybody, again, knows I'm not a huge fan of Christie. I haven't been since he was elected governor, and we've been doing this show, if you've been listening from the beginning. Now, what I will say is I want to see what's going to happen before I draw the ultimate conclusion, but I'm not. I know we're not going to be overly impressed with him. We get a ton of email.
He's a progressive.
Yes, ton of email with Scott Bach being on the show, and I know Scott took a lot of heat from it, and you know people thanked me for not sugarcoating anything, and I didn't. And we'll see what happens. Let's see.
And
we gave him a
fair hearing. You know.
So do I. But again, you know, there's not much teeth in Christie's stuff, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe Christie needs to go on stage and have some big crocodile tears like our president.
Well, it was interesting how he didn't cry until his finger touched underneath his eyelid.
Yeah.
And if you go back to stage performers, you take a little bit of Vicks or menthol, and you put it on your fingertip and touch it underneath your eye, and that sucker can't stop from watering.
Nice.
Not saying that that's what our illustrious leader did.
I'm going to go home and try that.
It's actually...
Hold on, here, I have some Vicks. I just happened to get it
from Tony, who got it from prison.
Tony had it in his prison purse.
He had it in his prison purse. Yes,
and it's warm.
We learned that term just before we went on the air, and it is something that has burned itself into the subcortex of my brain.
So Sandy, before we get to Stuart, Jep said it right.
You did. Well done.
Some bitch.
An old dog can't be taught new tricks.
Thank you. No.
He has murdered the English language all his life.
Moited it. What's going on with the Saw group? You guys, the urban class went really well.
Oh, it was great. Everybody left with huge smiles. It got them out of the port. They were, even when they realized they were going to go into the range, they were really excited that they were going to be doing something new. Everybody did great. They listened, followed instructions, and they learned a lot of gun handling that they never would have had an opportunity to do just standing in the port.
I've had three Saw women individually come to the range to shoot after the urban class, and all three were like, oh my God, I didn't know what it would be like moving and shooting.
Yes.
I need to practice. I need new gear. Everybody that takes an urban one class leaves going, my gear is shit and my plan is shit. It's just normal because you're not shooting in a port in a static position downrange, you know? But everybody was safe and everybody had a good time, and that's really all that matters.
They all want to know when is urban too.
Yeah, of course.
But
they all had a good time, and they all realized what skills they have to work on. So I'm really glad you guys did a phenomenal job with that.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. What do you have coming up?
We have a lot of events coming up. It's going to be a great new year. Starting off with this Wednesday, January 13th, we have a First Steps pistol here at Woodland Park. I believe we have two or three slots left. If anybody wants to sign up that lady in their life that's been wanting to try firearms, this would be a great event for that. January 25th, we have our monthly port meetup. That's here at Woodland Park Range. On February 21st, we have another kids event. And these events have been really successful, especially up here. This one is down in Garden State Shooting Center. Great place in Lakewood. That's on February 21st. We also have another event down there. Sorry, I skipped it. January 31st. It's a women's event, women's intro to shooting. So that's pretty much what we have through February coming up. There's slots available for, still some slots available for all of them.
So some nice January and February winter meetups when there's nothing else to do.
We have our monthly meetups. We also have the Buying a Gun in New Jersey. Sherry does that one.
Beautiful.
One Wednesday month. We do that here at Woodland Park.
You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
All right, well, we're coming back with more fun, and Tony's going to explain the prison purse. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always.
You can find him on the web at evannappin.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Nappin, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
So Tony just told me if you don't know what kind of cell service they have in prison, you have to keister all four phones. When you go in your prison purse, you need a Nextel, you need a Verizon, a Sprint, and an AT&T. Wow.
That's pretty good.
This segment is brought to you.
You see what you learned by listening to the show?
This segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. Ron Sousa has 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events up to 70 people. Visit MontvilleOffice.com, Montville Executive Suites. He's building another one in Parsippany, which is where I'm at right now on New Road. Sandy, he did a good job for you guys at the Christmas party, year-end party.
Yes, we had our second holiday party there. It's a great space. Everything we needed was there. I mean, he couldn't ask for a better place to have
it. He never says no, especially when I ply it on him live
on the air. Yeah. And for some God-unknown reason, he still continues to sponsor the show.
Isn't that great? Thank you for your support. So, Stuart, tell us a little bit about your Colt Gold Cup and your story. We want to share it with our listeners, please.
It's a sad, sad tale.
Want to hear it.
The UK used to be not so bad. They had gun registration. You had to get police approval to buy a gun, all that stuff. But it was okay. It was possible. You could go out and you could shoot, and it was fun.
So gun registration came before the confiscation?
Yes. Confiscation had been there for decades.
Oh.
Registration had been there for decades, sorry.
Register, but we're not going to take them. And then one day, we're going to take them.
There was an incredibly sad event happened in Dunblane in Scotland Thomas Hamilton, a complete lunatic, who wasn't officially licensed to own a firearm anyway, took his gun, went to a school, shot 15 kids and their teacher. It was a terrible, terrible day. Obviously, there was outrage, and the government commissioned a report led by Lord Cullen. And Lord Cullen took an incredible amount of evidence. It went on for months where he's trying to get all the facts, make sure he knew exactly what was going on. A critical piece of information that he took was from the chief of the Association of Chief Police Officers in the UK. And he came up with a statistic where of all the guns used in crime, 0.4% had ever been registered as part of the licensing system. So all the other guns were imported illegally. They weren't guns that had been stolen from houses or anything like that. They'd been shipped in.
So they were illegal guns slid underneath the registration system.
Exactly. They were illegal as they came into the country. It wasn't imported legally to start with. So 0.4%. Had ever been legally owned.
So the registration proved effective.
Exactly.
Yes.
So both the political parties in the UK, the Labour Party and the Conservative Party, the equivalent of the Democrats and the Republicans.
Correct.
They both said, we're going to wait for Lord Cullen's report to come out and we'll decide what actions need to be taken based on the information that he gathers. The tabloid press weren't happy with that and they pressured both political parties to do something. You've got to do something.
Got
to
do something.
Like Obama said in a town hall meeting, we don't know if it's going to work or not, but we have to do something.
Do something. No, you have to do the right thing. Continues.
Yeah, you've got to do something that actually makes sense.
Yes. But we're talking about politicians, so and we're talking about mob rule, so nothing ever really makes sense.
So what they decided to do was confiscate all the pistols from all the people that they knew had pistols. like, which I, the people who legally owned them in the registration.
How convenient.
All the good guys, we took their guns away.
We came to the conclusion that they did that because it was going to be really, really hard to take the guns away from the people that weren't supposed to have them because nobody knew that they had them.
That's true. Like Knappen says all the time, it's easier to go after the law-abiding citizens
sure.
than the criminals.
You know where they live.
We
you
comply.
Know what you're looking for. You have a laundry list of things to be able to catch.
Yeah,
capture.
It's like that line from Good Morning Vietnam. We're looking yes. for the Viet Cong. We can't find them.
So true.
Great line. It's very true.
So, I had my very first pistol, a Browning High Power.
Beautiful
oh,
gun.
Oh, man.
My second pistol, a Smith & Wesson Model 41. Beautiful target gun.
Great gun.
Colt Gold Cup National Match, 1911. Ruger GP 100 and a Beretta 92 were all taken away. They weren't even taken away. We had to deliver them ourselves to
you
the police.
You had to deliver them.
Oh. They didn't even come and collect them.
There was a certain amount of time before.
And of course, you were compensated for all these.
Yes, we were.
Yeah.
We were. The government came up with a scheme where they had a huge list of lots and lots of different pistols and the value that they would be prepared to pay for them. If your gun didn't appear on that list, then you had to...
25 quid and you're...
No, they were very fair about it, actually. They allowed you to find evidence. Either you get a valuation from a gun dealer, or you could show the new price and they'd give you 75% of that.
Ah.
So I was looking down the list, and now I saw Smith & Wesson Model 41. I went, it's on the list. And it's like 500 quid.
Which is what, in US?
It's like 650, 700 bucks. Yeah. I mean, it's on the list. I've got no wriggle room here. And then I looked a little closer and it said, it's the 5.5-inch version. I've got the 7-inch. My gun is not on the list. So I went through and found the most expensive commercial advert for that gun that I could find. It's like £1,200. I said, I'm going to submit that with my paperwork. And they paid it.
Wow. But
and
they
to my
still
knowledge,
stripped
to
you of your right to be able to protect your life
yeah.
in the process. But
well,
they paid
well, strictly
you
speaking,
for
no, because you don't have the right to self-defense in the UK anyway.
That's true, yes, true.
But it took the fun away. Shooting guns is fun.
Were you left with any guns or no?
Most of us that competed, obviously the pistols were gone, so we switched to pistol caliber carbines.
Pistol, so a 9mm carbine?
Most of us went for 38s.
Yes, okay.
And we adapted a lot of the competitions we did to using lever action carbines.
Which is where they like to have us have lever action.
But the beauty of this all is, and it proves that this works, is there is no crime in Britain. The murder rate is zero now. And life is just wonderful. I mean, you can walk the streets.
Whatever you're smoking, can I have some?
if I can.
If I recall, the murder rate went up. The crime rate skyrocketed.
Yes. And they're now doing an appeal for a knife ban.
Yes. Which is, of course. And there have been cases where they have arrested a man for brandishing a knife, and it was a little nail clipper that he was using mm-hmm. to cut his nails. And a woman felt threatened by that, so they arrested him and prosecuted him. So welcome to our future.
Welcome to New Jersey.
Well, I do have one complaint. I came over to the States, and which one of you was supposed to tell me not to come to Jersey?
you definitely.
You landed back home when you hit
You know what
here.
He's like? He was like he was on the Mayflower, and it could have went anywhere on the eastern seaboard, and he hit New and York and New Jersey. Thanks,
we're very
thanks
sorry
for being
for
on,
that.
Guys. Saw Group, support them. They're out of here. Tony's up next with his prison purse tips.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports so you're well lit. We also have 3 times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We use marble and corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Dr. Eric is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey, WaldorfChiropractic.com, Waldorf Family Chiropractic on social media. Dr. Eric has published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. Please support those who support us and check him out. So now Tony Simon is back.
Simon Says Train.
Who runs the Diversity Shoots and has Simon Says Train, and he believes the second is for everyone. And I let him use my facility every few months to host his shoots here. And he's just an all-around great guy and a character. And he's here today to talk about the Diversity Shoots and a few other things we're going to talk about. So, Tony, talk to us. How do people find your company and your site and everything that you do?
Right now, for Second is for Everyone, you can go to my Facebook page, Second is for Everyone. And you can also go to Simon Says Train, also on Facebook. I've bought the .coms, and I'm in the start of developing the websites.
No website yet.
I own it, but I don't. Haven't done anything yet.
Okay, what's the what's the date and time of the next event, and who's welcome to come?
The next event is February 4th, 6 p.m. That's a Thursday, and everyone's welcome to come. The event is open up to anyone who wants to shoot, wants to learn about New Jersey laws, wants to learn about what it takes to actually own a firearm in the state, and also you'll be introduced to some of the Second Amendment groups in the state.
He always has guest speakers in. It's weird. The last three shoots he's had, I have not been able to make it here. And you're having one on February 4th. I'm having surgery February 4th. Okay?
I'm so, starting to take it personal.
Don't take it personal. That was the date I needed because my girlfriend's a nurse, and she's going to take Thursday and Friday off. I'm having surgery on Thursday, and she'll stay with me the whole weekend. So I'm getting some Joan Rivers work done.
Nice.
Oh, look at you. Getting those breast implants, huh?
I'm getting breast implants.
It'll look good. Yeah. I mean, you're looking pretty
actually,
hot.
Actually, I'm having a species transplant. I'm going to try to become a human.
That's good.
Yes.
Good luck with that.
That's what I'm working on. You and Caitlyn Jenner,
I guess. Are you taking the pills yet?
I won't be at this event. No, not yet. I won't be at this event, but I will be donating stuff to give away. We always do. And we have port time, and we have gun rentals, and whatever Tony needs. I support him with this, just like I support the Saw Group. Now, the Saw Group is female-centric. The diversity, anybody, any color, any sex, he doesn't really care. Am I correct?
Yes, for the diversity shoot, I want anyone who wants to come here to feel welcome.
Did you hear that?
And they do.
Yeah, we had a great time last time. It was great. The turnout was awesome. We had nearly 50 people out.
Wow.
Did you hear that? Yeah, it was packed.
It was packed.
And he had some famous people here, too. We had one of our members, Tyson Beckford, who's an actor and a model. He was here, right? Who else was here? Go ahead, get a list of some people. Because you don't know who's going to be here February 4th, you know. You just never know who's going to stop by.
Yeah. At one time, we had Howard Johnson here. We had Michael Jordan
from
here.
From the restaurant?
No,
no shit.
Not from the restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, Michael Jordan
really
was by.
I really like the food. I wish they could bring it back.
Yeah, they
Shanine
closed
Allen.
My down. Shanine Allen was here.
Aris Danielis, who's a...
Aris Danielis, she was wonderful.
She works up at RTSP, and she handles female programs.
We had John Willett here.
John Willett from John the Willett? Pro Arms, Bare Arms podcast.
We had Christian from the NRA ILA.
Christian Regosta, yep.
We had Alexandru Rubin.
Speak. You
from
also had
New Jersey Second Amendment. We also had Rosie
from the CN
from the
Coalition of New Jersey Firearms Owners.
There you go. So all those guys came out and spoke. It was really great. Oh, and Ira Levin. He was what is that? Firearms.
He's starting a firearms business owners association in New Jersey. So yeah, Ira was up here speaking. He's also in the process of opening a range in Mercer County or so.
Middlesex
County. It started with an M. Close enough.
Close enough.
And one of those N counties.
And we had kids from the age of 10 up to retirement age. We had people here, military veterans.
It's great to see
active
kids.
Active military. Yeah, the kids were great. Kids were a lot of fun. Bring a whole new level of energy. Ira had his daughter here. She's 16. It really felt good, and it really felt like I was doing the right thing, and I'm going in the right direction with this program because I want it to be inclusive. I want people to come from everywhere. I want everyone to feel comfortable at the range because the more we spread this, the more regular, quote-unquote, people understand that gun owners are a diverse, friendly, open group of people. The more difficult it would be for the press to pass this image of the white redneck middle-aged guy who just wants to cling to his guns and hate everyone.
It would be nice to
Bible,
try to get
too.
Yeah, it'd be nice to try to get the press in here when they're having the
It's hard to get the press.
Yes, it is.
I've sent this to Mike Kelly and News 12. I always send out releases and they don't care about that. It's just every time there's a mass shooting, they want to interview
someone,
me.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right. Yeah,
that's the
only
when
time
my
that
phone
the,
is
that
ringing.
The satellite truck pulls up in front of your door.
Bad news. Oh, and let me be correct about the Michael Jordan thing. Is Dr. Michael Jordan. I work with him at work.
Correct. Michael Jackson was here, too. We had Michael Jackson here one night. He's an NRA certified instructor and also a pilot. And
did
yes,
he
his name
have
is
his
Michael.
Glove and shit?
No, it's not that Michael Jackson. But see, he said Michael Jackson. So
it was really great when we
resurrected him.
We had to sign up. So the guys are in the back and they have to sign their name. So I'm standing there and they know me. I joke a lot.
Do you have Clark? Is there a Dick Clark?
No.
You're bringing all these dead people in.
It was Howard Johnson. And then it was Michael Jordan. And the guy looked at me and goes, "You're kidding me, right?" I'm like, "No, it's Michael Jordan and Howard Johnson."
Now, you're taking a dog home for your wife, right?
No.
No. Why?
I'm the only dog other than the dog that's at my house right now my wife will get.
You have a dog already?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. He's a spoiled Sheltie.
They're all spoiled. There's nothing wrong. I've seen pictures of your Sheltie on social media.
Some of those
media.
Dogs out there ain't awesome. Spoiled.
No, they need to be spoiled.
They need to be spoiled.
So, pitpatpup.org or
pitter patter puppy house.
It's pretty cool. But so I'm glad you're doing the shoot. Again, I'll donate more stuff. You've had other people donate stuff.
I have other people donate. We had Rob Pincus. He donated a couple of books. We had Larry Vickers, Rocco, Della Rocca.
Della Rocca. Now, listen, anybody listening, if you want to donate a product or a service,
right.
I mean,
especially
you know,
if you're listening across the country and you want to donate, if you are in the firearms related industry, this is a great way to get your product known.
Tony's trying to make this, you know, fun and for everyone. Mm-hmm. So why not be a part of it?
Right,
you know?
Exactly. And it's growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, it's exponential growth every time.
I mean, his first shoot, he had 3 people.
Right.
The second one, he had 23 people. Now, the third one, he had 53. People.
Right.
I mean, this is where it's going.
That says something.
You know, and
I want everyone to have fun, and also local businesses like my friend Sean from Black Bag Resources has donated stuff from the start. Dan Ingram from New Jersey Concealment Furniture, he's donated shirts. Arms
Another
Coast.
Famous radio guy from the
Arms
past.
Arms Coast,
Armand. Yeah, Armand. He's donated stuff. It's just I want everyone to get word out. I want people to donate and even advertise their business through with shirts, hats, swag. But let people know you support the Second Amendment.
And how much salary do you draw off this position?
I spend more money than I ever make.
and well, understand
how much
that.
Money do you tell your wife you spend?
I don't tell her. We don't bring it up. It's like, yeah. No.
And understand that. Like the SAW group, they right. volunteer their time right. and their efforts and their money. And Tony, the same thing with his diversity shoots. It's doing it because he wants to do it.
Right.
He's doing it because he's passionate about it. He's not doing it because he has a nonprofit organization and he's drawing a $300,000 a year salary and a company car.
Right.
This is a little cottage thing that he started. Correct. GOA, yeah. It's a little cottage industry that he started on right. his own, and he's doing it from the bottom of his heart. So for that reason, when a guy like that comes to me and I see he's sincere. Now, you got to remember, too, Gun for Hire alumni, Tony goes back. He became an instructor, an NRA instructor through Gun for Hire. That's how mm-hmm. we met. And I'm blessed because we run instructor training courses here, and what ends up happening is we get to vet the talent. Right. As they come
right.
through.
Yeah, that's what's
and
great.
I can tell the type of person they are when we spend 2 or 3 days in a classroom with somebody. Right. And so when he comes to me a year later and says, I want to start this diversity shoot, he doesn't have to explain it any further than that to me. I'm good to go. He didn't even tell me all the details. I'm like, yeah, just get with Jimmy and pick a date and let's just do it. You know,
that was right. great.
Exactly. Yeah. If it was a guy off the street, it's like, well, I want to do my due diligence. But I did my due diligence on right. him already. And look how successful it's been and the feedback we get. And of course, I'm a capitalist marksman, right? I have that trademarked and tattooed on me. Well, what are my ulterior motives, too? He brings 50 new people into my range that have never been here before. And some become members and some become repeat customers. So, of course, I'm doing it for that reason as well. But I'm not turning around and telling them I want $25 a person. I want this and right. I want that. We all have to work together. And deep down, before I was a capitalist marksman, I've been a Second Amendment advocate since the 80s.
Oh, forever.
And I can't get that out of my blood. Even yeah. when counsel tells me, don't say that or do that because it can jeopardize your business.
When the hell have you ever listened to lawyers?
No, I don't. And there's been a few times where I should have.
A few, you think?
Yes. You know, the lawyers tell me that they're there to advise me to keep me out of trouble.
Right.
I construe it as they're there to get me out of
That's
trouble.
Right. You just tell them ahead of time. It would be nice if you were to tell them ahead of time what you were going to do.
So I can't shut my mouth, unfortunately. And, you know, again, Tony, you're a state worker?
Yes.
He's got to worry, too, just like Ainsley is yes. a state worker. Yeah. You got to worry about stepping
oh,
on.
Oh, absolutely.
Somebody sees a social media post with him with guns or something, it could jeopardize his position and his livelihood, too. So he's not doing this for a paycheck. You hear the dogs back there, Tony? You really should take
That's
one.
Right.
That Chihuahua mix would look good with you. You could keep them in your prison purse.
No. you're a vile man.
With the gerbil.
You're a vile man.
You could keep them with the gerbil.
My gerbil's right. antisocial.
Let's get this off the air real quick, okay? We will be back.
Time and memories, the two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Yeah. And we're back. This segment is brought to you by phillyguntraining.com. PhillyGunTraining.com. PhillyGunTraining.com.
Somewhere in Philadelphia.
By the way,
there are non-Muslims or sort of maybe Muslims shooting cops right in Philadelphia.
No,
right now.
It was a gun problem. The governor of Pennsylvania that said that the shooting was it's a gun control problem. It was not in the name of Islam.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, it was never that. And he stole the gun in 2013, committed two felonies, and was out on the streets to shoot the cop with the stolen gun.
Nothing to see here. These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Of course not.
So Philly Gun Training, Jose Morales is the man. Check him out, phillyguntraining.com. Support those who support us. I've gotten feedback from a bunch of Stout Jersey Gun for Hire Radio listeners that have gone down to Jose, and they had a great time, enjoyable time. A few of them came up here to shoot, to visit
right
the place.
Right across the bridge, too.
Yeah, and I had some conversations with Jose about that. And again, it's no different for me than if Tony said that he was opening something up in Mercer County. Tony, open the door for Sandy, please. If he was opening up something in Mercer County and going to teach there, it's no different. I would be just as proud to know that Tony was there. Well, Sandy, take these for you and Stuart. I'm going to announce on the radio what they're for. Don't lose them, okay? So it would be no different. I would support Tony the same way because I have a girlfriend now. If my girlfriend wanted to learn how to shoot a gun, I would send her to Tony without blinking an eye.
Right.
And I feel the same way about Jose at Philly Gun Training. So
I just sent someone to Jose.
Did you?
Yeah, a friend of mine wanted to buy a gun for personal protection. I said, this is where to go. And he was like, I already know how to shoot a gun. I said, you don't know how to fight with a gun.
Right.
Totally different.
This is a totally different story.
Completely different.
Yeah.
I'm starting something in about 2 or 3 weeks. There's going to be a marketing campaign going out. Tony, I want you to take this. You see, that's a gun for hire poker chip. All right. Now, there's only 5,000 of those that are made. And this is stolen from Sandy. We're going to start. It's gold. We're going to start a marketing campaign called Each One, Reach One. And I don't know where I heard that before.
Someplace.
And what Each One, Reach One, what we're going to do is, if you are a member of Gun for Hire Range, you have to be a member. Now, Tony, I gave you one because I love you. But you have to be a member. If you bring a new shooter in that's never been to the Woodland Park Range before, you tell the ladies up front you're going to get a poker chip till all 5,000 are gone. If you bring 10 people in, you're going to get 10 chips. In about a year, there's going to be a major announcement, and those chips are going to be used for something.
Cool.
And if you don't have any, you don't get to
you
pull
got
the guns, handle.
As we said.
If you have 10, you'll get to pull the handle 10 times. And I will be announcing that further on. But there's only 5,000 in the world. And it's for Each One, Reach One. The marketing campaign will be coming out. So, Tony, you got the first one. And Sandy and Stuart, Jeff got one. Sandy, you're not getting one.
Right.
Yeah, you didn't expect to
get
one, too.
I didn't expect
one. And I'll be giving a few others out later, next show, and stuff like that. But this is the Each One, Reach One. And the prizes are going to be incredible when you see what we're going to be doing. So it's going to be really cool. I can't announce it fully just yet because I'm not done brewing it. So, Tony, who else is going to be helping you? Sean from Blackback Resources.
Sean, of course, from Blackback is going to be here. I got a couple other friends that are coming. Hopefully, Rosie will be here.
What about Ainsley or FU Sean Brown or Gary Smith? What about those guys?
Ainsley's busy every Thursday from now until
he's
buying new bow ties.
No, he's in a community college class, pencil sharpening 101.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's to advance his state job.
He's still trying to do the LIFO, FIFO argument somewhere.
You think on a diversity shoot he would turn around and say, I'm going to smoke some turkey and beef briskets and bring them in.
No, but he's
right, Tom.
He's busy.
But the problem is that you can't have accountants at diversity shoots. There's a limit to diversity.
And you know, Sean Brown is a longshoreman. Why doesn't he break open a container and bring us some
swag? I mean, the shit goes on all day long. It's just like containers get lost.
Well, the
there
problem,
can be stuff.
Drop a whole container off.
The problem with
we
Ainsley,
are both related to people whose that
exactly.
was their business.
Yes.
So we can't still. I'm sure the statute of limitations still prevents us from discussing it.
Ainsley gets confused because he sees pictures from my diversity shoots and think he was already there because he sees my picture. Because people confuse us continually.
Yes. Sans the bow tie.
Yeah. Yes.
oh, Ainsley, is this what you look like without a bow tie? I'm not Ainsley.
That's what I look like without an Ainsley. Yeah.
Now, as far as gun selection, there's going to be everything, and including my guns, on the rental wall. So basically, you have almost every New Jersey legal variation of everything covered.
We had everything from we had a revolver from the late 1800s to CZ-75s to your guns. They had a UTAS. Is that
yes, the shotgun,
the bullpup shotgun. We had the Tavor. We had AKs. We had AR-10s. Anything you want to go pew pew, this Jersey legal goes pew pew, including Henry lever actions. So it's a lot of fun for any gun person. And if you're a new shooter, or know someone who's a novice shooter or just wants to come to a range, maybe on their bucket list, they're not even a gun person, this is the event to bring them to. We're going to have instructors. We're going to have safety personnel. And we're going to have a ton of guns they can try.
You can walk into the range, shoot one shot, and turn around and say, it's not for me, and no one's going to judge you.
Right.
You can go in the range and love it and stay for 3 hours with these guys. They always go somewhere to eat afterwards. That's another reason why I haven't attended, because I don't think I ever got invited to the after party.
That's sad.
Right, exactly. Where'd you go last time?
I don't know.
Yeah, where'd you go last time? You posted a picture on Facebook. Don't tell me you don't know. I can go back and find it.
That was Ainsley.
Oh, it was Ainsley. Ainsley.
Without the bow tie.
Yeah.
This is what politicians would fear, a diversity shoot, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Before the show we were talking, I said to him, I said, you shoot at other outdoor public ranges. How many black people are representing? Not enough.
Right.
Okay, and I'm just singling out black people. I want to talk Spanish.
But why is it?
Now,
why do you think that's
immigrants?
Different? I mean, you look in this hallway right now, and it is like there is a mixture of people, predominantly female.
Because I advertise to that market.
Yeah,
that I built my range to the market of females and minorities, and being the first family friendly range in the world. A guy posted today. I saw your Google walking tour of your place. It looks like Disney World. You know, we've talked about that before.
Yeah, it's been said.
So it's different. You know, I visited ranges in other states to get some ideas. I walked into the premier range in Orlando, right? First thing, as soon as I opened the door, the rug has a huge stain on the floor. That's all I need to see. And it's already set.
But stop and think about this. Prior to you opening this, right, that probably would pass for the premier range
in Orlando. And then I go in the bathroom. They have a commercial bathroom. The sink is broken against the wall, and the sheetrock is all soft from being wet. You know, and the roll of toilet paper was on the back of the bowl because the thing was broken off the wall, the holder for the toilet paper off the wall. This is the premier range in Orlando.
And that's a step up from a spackle bucket. Do you remember that one range we visited? I can't name it. Where literally, it was a spackle, but you had to chase the rats the hell out of the men's room.
Yeah, so it's different. I focus on that market, and that's what frustrates me about the 2A groups, like the national 2A groups, like the NRA, because, again, we're saturated with old white guys. We've talked about this a million times. Why can't the NRA peak over 4.5 million members? Because we have all 4.5 million of the middle age and old age white guys. Okay,
Geritol. Think about Geritol with your subscription to the NRA.
15 million Tony Simons out there work. Right. There's 30 million Juan Garcia or Jose Morales, you know, for less. I'm stereotyping here. Tough shit if you're listening and you don't like it. And then the other market that the NRA is leaving on the table is females.
Yes.
You guys are the guys in the peanut gallery. You see how many females walking by?
It's huge.
Right? How many people under 30 are walking by? Right. All the hipsters and the millenniums and stuff.
I really think it is.
These people need to be hooked.
There you go. And I think the problem is a lot of ranges are small businesses. Small business people, just because you open up a business doesn't mean you're good at it. My family has a small business.
Amen.
They were horrible at marketing. And this is what a lot of these ranges are because they're stuck in the old ways. I'm going to open up a range because I like shooting. I'm going to invite all my buddies that like hunting. Right. And it's going to be a hunting range.
I'm going to hang out. Same reason cops open bars when they retire.
Yeah, they want to hang out with their buddies that are like them. Well, if we want to make this industry grow, we're going to have to get people out of their comfort zone of hanging out with people like them.
Correct.
And get gun people like them.
Right, right.
And not base it on skin color, ethnicity. You want gun people? Look for gun people. And it's not everybody that has a 1911. It's everybody that has anything.
That's right.
It's high end. It's low end. Make everyone comfortable. The guy with the high point should be shooting beside the guy with the Cabot Arms 1911. It's like
$5,000. $5,000. Right. We just had a matched set of Cabot Arms come in a righty and a mirror image lefty, 1911,
awesome,
with meteorite on them. It's for one of our platinum members, ordered the set. I can't tell you his name. $70,000. 35,000 of gun. Okay? Just came in.
Yeah.
So, yes, the second is for everyone. From that down to someone who makes minimum wage.
To
we
a high
should
point.
Not
right.
discriminate.
Yeah.
The guys that are in the range, in the studio right now, you see what walks by? Does it look like Noah's Ark?
Yes.
Is it every size, shape, and color?
It's everything.
Okay? That's where we're missing it.
Could we get back on my adoptive father that just bought these Cabot arms? Tell me more about my dad.
$70,000, $35,000 a gun.
Wow.
That's you wouldn't sweet. Let me shoot him either.
No, I wouldn't either.
Bastard.
Is he going to shoot him?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No, see, I would never buy him. I would buy their, anyway, but that's just me. So, see, I love Tony's passion. You hear when he's talking about whether it's an economical gun or right. expensive Cabot or whatever it is, we need to embrace that. And the national organizations are missing it. Now, the local organizations are doing a much better job at that. Citizens for, Coalition of New Jersey Firearms Owners and Ships, and then Rich Pickhevis' group, and they're trying to do that. Now, those two groups, I have to say, I wanted to have a sit-down of the five families, right?
Yeah.
Which would have been the NRA, ANJRPC, NJ2AS, and the two smaller guys. The two smaller guys are the only two that said they would come on. So, and then I get shit. People send me emails. They're like, that I'm too critical. We have one more segment, right?
Yes,
I'm too critical on the state organizations, and we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Well, it is not undue criticism.
Correct. Actually, I'll do that on the next show.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, it's Gun for Hire Radio.
All right, and now between today and February 14th for Valentine's Day, you order one, you order 1,000 lipstick bodyguards. It's the same shipping price. They're doing the same thing that they did last year. And you can get them right here at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, especially if you are in the city of New York. You come across the bridge, you buy it, it's 100% legal. You just can't buy it there.
Okay. Also, on Valentine's Day, we just same as last year, we will have 100 chocolate guns that were made by the Dessert Ladies in custom packaging. And the first 100 couples that come in on Valentine's Day will get a chocolate gun. We did the same thing last year. So you have lipstick, bodyguard, and chocolate guns. Now, Tony, we're going to get back to you in a second. I'm going to have some swag for Tony to give away. And I'm going to just talk a little bit about some travel stuff. This is the Rescue Link that I have. Guys, have you ever seen one of these
before?
It's just an E-Prib. All right. It's an emergency beacon. Kevin Ryder talked about it when he was on my show, Wilderness First Aid, a few times. Walter Haas gave me this for Christmas. This is what he gave out for Christmas this year. Very I think nice. They cost like $150 and they have a $50 rebate. You register it nationally. You get stuck in the woods or something. You open it up, deploy the antenna, and it sends an emergency beacon out. It has all your contact information and emergency contact information. It actually works worldwide, so I travel with it everywhere. Oh, this wow. is in my pack safe. If somebody was to abduct you and they weren't watching you, you can pull this and it doesn't make any noise, and you're basically sending a distress beacon out to come and find you or something. This one's called RES, R-E-S, letter Q, LINK. It's an emergency beacon. And I go hiking in Rifle Camp Park and I carry it with me, because if I was to slip on a log and break my leg and my cell phone got thrown out of my
Dude,
hand or something.
You grew up in Newark. You walk into four trees and you think you're in the freaking country.
Exactly. I'll get lost. It's easy to get turned around and lost. But I like this little baby here. Yeah, it's a really nice thing to have. Now, as far as when I travel with that. Another thing I travel with, I keep this on my key ring, and it has not been caught yet.
Swiss Tech.
It's a key. You're a locksmith. Tony about to put his glasses on for this. It's a key, and it also has two screwdrivers, bottle opener, and two knife blades on it. Really? I put this with my keys in my key ring, and this gets on with my carry-on every time. You might have some of these to give away at the diversity shoot. That one's for you, Sandy.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Okay. Another thing that people don't think about when you're traveling is condoms. I know you bastards. Not those what? Condoms. A USB condom. Does everybody here know what a USB condom is?
No.
Anybody here ever charged their phone in an airline or something, just plug into a random USB port? Not an AC outlet, but a USB port?
Shit, I never thought of
that. They can suck all of your information out of your iPhone or your iPad. There's no protection against it, okay? This is called a USB condom, all right? There's professional names for it, but if you Google USB condom, Amazon and all these other companies have these. I carry two of these wherever I go, and if you plug into an AC charger that converts to USB, you're fine. They can't steal your data. But if you plug into a random USB during the Sochi Olympics in Russia, all the hotels and the airports were sucking everybody's data. Hackers were sucking everybody's data. They hacked into the airport's USB. And they were sucking. There was reports that people, their phone data was hacked by like 11 people. Okay, so in other words, you plug in, Tone, and we're all fighting over the person's data. Okay, so this is called a USB condom, Sandy. That's for you, so you don't forget.
You. Wonderful.
Now we learned this from James Hedham. James Hedham talks about the. Remember the. The lantern that you put in the water, aluminum light. Well, guess what?
It's hard to get that
thing. No, I found another one. Eton makes one. American Red Cross. Just add water.
Really?
Yes, just add water, all right? And it lasts for 72 hours, no battery required. You see how small it is? Guys, it's about the size of a Zippo lighter.
Yeah, about that size.
I have one of these in my carry-on bag.
Wonderful.
As well. So this is that's for you, Sandy, as well. Yeah. He's doing good today, right?
I'm doing very good
today. And the last thing, I don't travel with this, but I have these in all my house. And Tony, you're probably going to have some of these for the diversity
Blackout
shoot.
Buddy.
Donated by Anthony at Gun for Hire. Eton, E-T-O-N, makes this too. They make a blackout buddy that plugs into your home outlet, and it's a little nightlight, and it's a battery. It lasts 100 hours. It's an LED flashlight. So if the power goes out, you have this little LED flashlight.
That's really kind of cool.
Now, one more thing. I travel all the time. I have my Phoenix PD-22 in my pocket, right? PD-22, which is 180 lumens. Tom O'Byrne for Christmas gave me a PD-25. It's 550 lumens.
Holy crap.
So this is what I'm carrying in my pocket now. Phoenix, F-E-N-I-X, and it's a PD-25, 550 lumens. Wow. I compared it to my 180 lumen, you know?
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. At night, Tony Simon walking up to me, asked me for money. I hit him with 180 lumens. It's the same as the Kodak flash camera. He's going down. The 180 is going to, the 550 is going to cause pain to his eyes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
At 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Even and during the day.
Correct. And I want to inflict pain on him whenever possible. Right, Tony?
Yes.
So, Tony, there might be some of that stuff at the diversity shoot. There also might be some of those poker chips that Tony might give out to, I don't know, volunteers or attendees. Me
people
breaking
who come and help and bring
they're
things.
They're only supposed to be for each one, reach one, for members of the range. But out of the goodness of my heart, I might throw some of that stuff out there, too, because I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be recovering from surgery that day on February 4th. So
on if you want to come on February 4th, you can go to Simon Says Train or the Second is for Everyone Facebook page. I have the invitation right there. Click on, let me know you're coming. So I have an idea of how many people are going to show up. But if you don't have social media and you want to stop by, stop by.
February 4th at what time?
6 p.m.
It's a Thursday night, 6
p.m.
Dude,
if they don't have
February
social
4th.
Media, they ain't listening to this.
Well, yeah, but you'd be surprised. We have listeners that don't have Facebook. We have listeners that don't have Instagram. We do.
Get with it.
Sandy, we do.
Seriously.
Yes, we do. I get
emails. I didn't
emails
have it
from,
for a while.
I
you people
emails.
Out there who do not have Facebook, get with it.
I get emails from people all the time.
My 97-year-old
that tell me,
aunt has Facebook.
Believe me, my mother is on Facebook. I might have to block my mother on Facebook because she makes comments on my posts. I smoke too much. I do this. I do that. Seriously. You know, like, seriously.
Like you were 12 years old. Mom,
although
cut it out.
Nice, one time,
I changed my underwear.
Yeah, one time Gary Mastrangelo chastised me about something on Facebook, and I tagged my mother, and I'm like, Ma, he's picking on me. And she posted, leave my son alone. So
where when you were a kid, she used to go over to the kid's house
exactly.
and beat the shit out of him.
Exactly. So, Tony, you're going to – what time is it on the 4th?
It's 6 p.m. on
Starts
February 4th.
Starts at 6 p.m. February 4th. The second is for everyone. Simon Says Train. It's going to be a good night. I'm going to make up a box of stuff on February 3rd and leave it here for Tony. You never know what we're going to donate for everybody. But I just went over some of those travel things. And, Sandy, how much would you say all of that stuff weighs there? Take away the big light.
Hardly anything.
Okay, better
hardly
to be,
anything.
Better to have it and not need it than
yes,
need it and not have it.
Absolutely,
right?
Sure.
And it's funny. I read about the USB condom a few months ago, and I've been meaning to share it with you guys.
Yeah,
because
great idea.
Even in Greece and everything, after with the power adapter, I didn't have to worry. But
did you take this to Greece?
I took that to Greece with me too. Well, because even when I don't trust. Like when I was in a plane,
oh,
I flew
sure.
back.
Yeah.
I flew there. You know, business class.
Right.
They have a USB port in the plane. Again, I don't know. Maybe
somebody's
Tony's
hijacking into the Wi-Fi.
Me and he
sure.
logged into
yeah.
the USB ports. So I used what's it cost? Those things were like $2 or $3 a
piece.
Oh,
man. Okay.
And what they do is they block out the wires that transmit data, and they only activate the contacts that power
oh,
the charger
perfect.
Phone.
Oh.
So no one can get in. You know, that's basically all it does. It just cancels out a couple of the 16-pin connectors or however a USB works in there. So USB condom. But I just think it's a great little thing, and it's always nice to have a knife with you somewhere you go. And I've been able to carry that on 57 times. Somebody just sent me an email and asked me about if they could carry something on a pen knife. They sent me a picture. I said, no, that's not allowed, but a 6-inch screwdriver is.
6-inch screwdriver.
And they were like, how crazy is that shit? You know, it's amazing what you can carry on. Now, Tony, you're a locksmith, right?
Yes, sir.
So you can open up chastity belts?
Actually, I got a call for that once.
Did you really?
Yes,
we
did.
You got like a set of bump keys you could show me how to use?
chastity belt in prison or civilian?
No, civilian.
Oh, okay, all right. So, Tony, one more time, about to shoot.
Second is for Everyone, Diversity Shoot. You can go on Second is for Everyone's Facebook page. It's on February 4th at 6 p.m.
at the Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range. Evan Knappen's books, his knife book and his gun book, are both in stock. You never know. They might be up for grabs, too, when you come in that night. On January 16th, a Tenzia Kali protective pen. I think we have two seats left. January 17th, Urban Carbine 1 at Cedar Grove. January 24th, Urban Pistol 2 at Cedar Grove. January 25th, Low Light, No Light at Woodland Park Range. January 31st, we have a reloading class at our Belleville facility. And don't forget, February 12th, Evan Knappen will be in the house.
The great one.
For his gun law seminar. Thank you all for showing up today.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC in New York, New York, and a licensed broadcast music incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer, the beneficent Anthony Colandro, Tony, Simon Says Train, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, and puppies. We have puppies. We do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, each one reach one, like we always say. Subscribe to the podcast using iTunes app, please. It helps us by boosting up the subscriptions, letting people know. If you want to comment on this sausage factory, go right ahead. There's nothing we haven't heard. We love you guys. We will see you next week. Oh, hey, Winston, what about all the puppies outside? Do you really like the puppies? Would you like to? Would you like your daddy to bring you another puppy friend? Winston says yes. See you next week.